given our city attorney direction to move forward with the eviction notice on apartment number 6 in the Triangle Apartments. City Council reports. Lynn.
Okay, well, Stephanie pretty much give hers as far as we're starting that out. Softball and stuff, so anyhow. And then on planning zoning meeting, we talked a lot about what we've already talked about, the zoning stuff. And then we somebody come in and tried to approve a duplex on 273 West, 400 North, but it was a little bit too big for the lot. We didn't have enough setbacks and stuff for that, so they had to, we had to kind of decline that. So, other than that, anything else, Dave?
No, I'm still working on the duplex. I might have a special meeting maybe Thursday. It's looking like.
Okay. I was going to say, how's that appeal? What stage is that at?
Working on a variance at the same time, and so it's almost like the natures of the court case have changed, so the original body's got to move on.
Again, it's not like they're telling you can't have a duplex there, you might have to change the size of it.
Yeah, that's kind of what we did. So I just build it up. That's what Brent said. You just make a little duplex, you know,
or go higher or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I got. So.
I don't have much that hasn't been discussed. Memorial's moving forward slowly. But we have the breakfast on the 4th. Debbie mentioned that. We'll just take all the help we can get there. We'll check out the grills. We'll talk to VA about that one. But it sounds like Dave Weber's got 5 grills for us. And Dave said I could maybe amuse some of the football players that morning. So we'll see. Like I say, I got my whole family's going to be there. I think we get it covered. And other than that, Brittany's reported and Toby reported, so I don't have
any. Okay. Okay.
Colter gave an update on the water. Treatment plants over there. It's up and running, just waiting on test results. I did talk to Jack, but that was right before I left on the trip, and I've been gone since last city council meeting. So I'm going to get with him probably later this week and start renewing stuff out there. So he was good to talk to. He's fine meeting and getting things going there. So see if we can get the contract figured out. And that's all I've got.
Okay. Trying to hear if there's anything we haven't talked about. We've talked about a lot of things tonight. Oh, I guess the biggest thing is really, I think we got to really look at stuff park. And I think we're going to have Colter shuffle guys around or do something there to get that done. So we might hear from people about other things slipping through the cracks for a little while, but we really got to get that park done. That's what I told Colter, talking to him earlier today, even before the deal with Paul. It's like, you know what, we might have to send 3 guys or 4 guys out there. We might have to just try and get this knocked out. So,
yeah, because the 4th's coming. I mean, we're,
you know, it's only like 4 weeks away.
Yeah, I mean, grass is dying. I mean, you gotta.
So, I can't think of anything else.
Hopefully, Renee will give me an update in the morning. But I need to be able to talk to him to see
where he's at
and where I need to start.
Yeah.
And then we'll, okay, first thing is we'll bring in topsoil tomorrow and we'll pull that septic tank out. So that gives us a starting point. So.
I don't know where we put the shed, but if we do demolish that building, have you been able to get the cost of shed?
I forgot to get that out. I owe you that, I'm sorry.
I don't even know where we put it though, I guess. That's the next question.
I'd like to look at putting it up in the cemetery somewhere.
Yeah, well, I think we're kind of waiting on that. Get this sprinkler going.
We got to get the sprinkler going, but it's just another thing to,
you know,
keep that on the radar, I guess.
Because, I mean, usable, we got something else, because I mean, we store a lot of stuff in that. I still kind of think we could just put some stucco on it or something like that. I mean, it's going to cost us money to replace it, but we'll see what we're going to do.
Yeah, we could break in them other doors and put some stucco on them. And, I don't know, there is other options to do. A good point there.
Because, I mean, we've got...
It's still a pretty good structure.
Yeah, it's got
it's
a
very good structure.
It's got a good metal roof on it. And it's, the thing of it is, it's so handy there to keep, like, even like to clean the restrooms. And then with the kid guys come to get their football and all that stuff, they're not up in, they're right there handy. They get their stuff and go.
Yeah, good point.
I do think it's nice. Something needs to be done with it.
Yeah, but stucco job or something like that, could modernize it a little bit. I think you could.
But you can probably go in there and tear out the interior walls or a lot of them.
Yeah, you could expand probably clearing the bathroom and use it all for storage.
Yeah, go in and knock out a couple of those interior walls, tear out the plumbing and stuff, and or at least cut doorways in so you, like you said, you blocked off the outside. You only got one or two outside doors and all.
Yeah, you know, even like that one door where the restrooms and stuff was, you could even, if you had it separated, it's like, so they could keep their football supplies on one side and the VFW should keep their stuff so nobody's saying, well, they got it.
Yeah, good point there, too, then. Pull the toilet towel and let them use those as separate little storage.
You'd probably have to put new doors on. I think we'd still want to put new doors on, make it look decent. Because they're pretty hammered and beat, but
I can't believe how many times they kicked in for no reason.
I'd like to tell you the restroom at the cemetery got used.
Yes, they did. I've seen a few people going there. There was tracks going in.
We drove by there yesterday and there was a steady track of line.
Yes, there was. I was seeing the tracks going in there. So.
Okay, I don't think I have anything else. Do your job, Paul.
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Are you going to say? I'll say.
I'll say. You will say.
I've got some comfort here.
I have a motion by Paul, second by Lynn to adjourn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.